Welcome to Torah Imecha Parsha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Danielle Bloom, and today we will be introducing Chumash Devarim and Parsha Devarim. Sefer Devarim is Moshe Rabbeinu's living will. A living will expresses a person's desperate need to articulate to his progeny the accumulated wisdom of his lifetime. It contains the most important and hard-earned knowledge he has gleaned, shared to help those he loves the most, inculcate these lessons, thereby leading successful and happy lives, a life of simcha. In the 5 weeks before his death, beginning on the 1st of Shvat and concluding on the 7th of Adar, Moshe delivers three speeches. In these speeches, he articulates the final messages he wants to leave to his beloved people. He has devoted the last 40 years of his life to guiding and teaching this nation. He knows they are going to enter the land of Israel without him and will face many difficult challenges, as Chazal teach us and we can attest to. Eretz Yisrael is acquired through difficulty. Eretz Yisrael niknes bisurin. All Moshe wants is their success. Throughout his speeches, Moshe reiterates the core principles that have been the foundation of the Jewish faith and practice. He emphasizes the importance of faith in Hashem, adherence to his commandments, and the necessity of maintaining a strong, unified community. Moshe's words are filled with love, concern, and a deep understanding of the trials that lie ahead. Moshe's living will is not just a collection of laws and commandments, but a heartfelt plea for the people to remember their history, their mission, and their unique relationship with Hashem. He knows that the journey ahead will be fraught with physical, spiritual, and moral challenges. The people will face the temptations of foreign cultures, the difficulties of conquest, and the struggles of building a just society. Moshe's profound wisdom is evident as he addresses these impending challenges. He stresses the need for unwavering faith and obedience to Hashem's laws, as these are the keys to their survival and prosperity in the Promised Land. He reminds them of their covenant with Hashem, the miracles they have witnessed, and the lessons learned from their past mistakes. Moreover, Moshe's speeches are imbued with a sense of urgency and poignancy. He understands that his time is short and that he must equip the people with the spiritual and moral fortitude to thrive without his leadership. His messages are timeless, offering guidance that is as relevant today as it was then. Sefer Devarim stands as Moshe Rabbeinu's living will, a powerful testament to his dedication and love for the Jewish people. His final words serve as a guiding light, inspiring generations to live a life of purpose, resilience, and joy. As they stand on the threshold of the land of Israel, Moshe's teachings provide the foundation upon which they can build a thriving and righteous society, ensuring that his legacy endures through the ages. In the beautiful words of Rav Shamshon Fal Hirsch in his commentary to the Torah, "Every word of these last speeches of our God-sent leader bears the stamp of the whole depth of feeling with which his heart clung to his people and their future happiness. The more the deep longing is expressed therein to give his whole spirit and soul to his people for the future so full of trials and tests which awaited them. Out of all the experiences they had had, one fact emerges, that obedience to the will of God is the one, sole, and indispensable condition for the security and happiness of their future. Moshe is departing from them, but the laws which he brought over to them from God and taught them, they contain everything which they require for the happy building up of their future, so that to speak to the heart of the people on keeping these laws, on how to keep them, and the seriousness of keeping them, was the last desire of Moshe before his death." One of the ways we can identify the themes of a Sefer is by isolating words that repeat uniquely within it. In Sefer Devarim, the most repeated words are Ahava, love, Shema, listen, and Simcha, joy. These recurring terms highlight the core messages Moshe Rabbeinu wants to impart to the Jewish people. Moshe emphasizes that Hashem loves us. This divine love is not abstract. It is a profound and active love that manifests in our unique mission and purpose as the chosen people. Hashem's love is expressed through the gift of the Torah, which serves as our guide and foundation. The word Shema underscores the importance of listening and internalizing Hashem's words. Shema Yisrael is more than a call to hear. It is a call to actively engage with, learn, and embody the teachings of the Torah. By truly listening and understanding, we can align our lives with the divine will and wisdom contained within the Torah. The result of this alignment and adherence is Simcha, true joy. Moshe is conveying that a life guided by the Torah, rooted in Hashem's love and our attentive listening, leads to genuine happiness and fulfillment. The Torah provides the keys to unlock a life of simcha, a life that is not merely about fleeting pleasures, but about lasting, meaningful joy. By focusing on these three words, Ahava, Shema, and Simcha, Moshe is providing a roadmap for the Jewish people. He is reminding them that they are cherished by Hashem, have been chosen for a special mission, that they have been given a precious guide in the Torah, and that by listening and internalizing its teachings, they can achieve a joyful and purposeful life. This message is timeless and universal. It speaks to the enduring relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people and offers a blueprint for living a life of meaning and joy. Moshe's words resonate through the ages, reminding us of our special mission, the importance of truly listening to Hashem's guidance, and the joy that comes from living a Torah-centered life. In the words of Rabbi Sacks, there is nothing dull or dry about the religious life as conceived by Devarim. It is a tightly interconnected fabric of love, loyalty, and liberty. A love that is expressed by the giving of the Torah, a love that is expressed by the words Na'aseh v'Nishma. Shema appears 92 times in our Sefer. It means to listen, to understand, to obey. Rabbi Sacks writes, Deuteronomy is inviting the Israelites to follow their own inner voice, the voice of God within, rather than to see how others behave and seek to imitate them. So hearing is the fundamental verb of Deuteronomy. Ironically, the man who began his career with no words, as he described himself, Lo ish devarim anochi, will conclude his career, Eile hadvarim asher diber Moshe, an entire sefer where Moshe's words are still speaking to us today. I believe this is possible only because his words were not coming from his lips, but from his heart. Dvarim hayotzim min halev nichnasin lalev. Words that emanate from the heart enter the heart. And that is what the Sefer is. Sefer Dvarim is an expression of Moshe Rabbeinu's heart that has transcended the generations. The Netziv, Rav Naftali Tzvi, Huda Berlin, in his commentary to Chumash, as he introduces Sefer Dvarim, writes so eloquently, Hamidak deik yafe bedivri musar shabazah ha-sefer shayatza mipi Moshe Rabbeinu beruach kodcho, yimtza kol ish lefi erko, dvash v'chalav. A person who carefully studies the Divrei Musar found here in our Chumash from Moshe, our teacher, will find, according to who he is, according to his value, milk and honey. He or she who delves into studying this book will find sweetness, will find himself. What a sefer. Now let us turn from the topic of the sefer to the topic of this week's Sedra, Parshas Devarim. The structure of the Parsha demonstrates the message that this generation, the second generation, Dor Bai Aretz, is ready to rely only on Hashem. Moshe shows this by contrasting them to their parents, the generation that left Mitzrayim, Dor Yotzei Mitzrayim. In Perek Aleph, Moshe tells the stories of Meraglim and then Ma'apilim. In the story of the Meraglim, Hashem commanded Alei Reish, go up and conquer the land, but the people do not fulfill the command of Hashem. Then, when Moshe tells them not to go up to the land because they have been punished, again they do not obey the word of God. They go and fight and are conquered by the enemy. In Prakim Beis and Gimel, Moshe tells stories that occurred in the recent past to these people, the second generation, the children of the people in Perek Aleph. When Hashem says not to incite war with the nations of Edom, Moab, and Ammon, they obey. And when Hashem commands war with Sihon and Og, they fight. When Hashem says don't fight, they don't. When Hashem says do fight, they do. Ramban explains that Moshe is demonstrating a critical lesson. Shehudiyosam shagarmu aboseyam ra'al atzmam. Your parents brought all their punishments upon themselves. Avalhim habanim ya'avru v'yershu im lo yiyu kavosam dor sorer umoreh. But you, their children, you will cross the Jordan. You will inherit the land, as long as you don't follow in their ways. And you aren't. You are taking responsibility and behaving differently. Here you are, standing in the same place your parents stood 39 years ago, facing similar challenges. But look at how differently you are handling those challenges. Finally, the message has been internalized. They trust Hashem. It can be argued that this generation, the one that enters the land of Israel, will be the most successful generation in our entire history. With the exception of the sin of Achan, they will never sin. And that is only one individual sin, where they are collectively held responsible for one person's misdeed. What a high spiritual level they have achieved. What a high standard they are being held to. Hashem only holds the greatest of people to the highest of standards. They stand as an example for all times. This generation that will enter the land is the generation that grows up at the feet of Moshe Rabbeinu. They are truly his Talmidim. From Yehoshua ben Nun, the quintessential Talmud, Lo Mash Mitoch HaOhel, on down to the youngest child. These are the people that are willing, eager, and ready to conquer the land. The first generation actually heard the voice of Hashem. They are Dordea, but it wasn't enough. They utterly misunderstood how to interpret the relationship. As great as they were a nation of followers and not leaders. Whether it was following the Erev Rav at the Eagle, the Meraglim, Korach, it doesn't matter. They were swept away following one false god after another, swept away by the whims of the moment, their fears, or charismatic leader. The key ingredient that enabled success in their children was the Masorah that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to inculcate within them, that they needed to become a nation of leaders, Mamlechas Kohanim, V'goy Kadosh. Leaders are also followers, but who do they follow? A true leader knows that he has only one boss. The goal of Moshe Rabbeinu was to teach each and every Jew that you have only one master, Melech, Malchei Hamlachim, Master and King of the Universe. Ultimately, you will answer only to him. We are all subservient only to Hashem, the Torah, and the truth. In the powerful words of Rambam, Oseh Asa Emes, Mipnei Shehu Emes. That is why a people trained in searching for the truth has an achdus, a unity that is unmatched. We all have one common goal, the search for truth. There are additional qualities demonstrated in our parsha that explain Moshe Rabbeinu's great success as a leader. Jim Collins, in his masterpiece, Good to Great, identifies characteristics that make certain leaders the best of the best. He describes what he calls level 5 leadership, the highest form of leadership. One paradoxical combination that he identifies is, quote, an individual who blends extreme personal humility with intense professional will. Another is level 5 leaders have ambition not for themselves, but for their companies. They routinely select superb successors. Level 5 leaders want to see their companies become even more successful in the next generation. By contrast, level 4 leaders often fail to set up the company for enduring success. After all, what better testament to your own personal greatness than that the place falls apart after you leave? Moshe makes sure that there is a successor and that he is ready. Our parsha concludes with Moshe encouraging Yehoshua and telling him not to be afraid. Lo tira'um ki Hashem elokechem hu anelcham lechem. Do not be afraid because Hashem your God, he is fighting for you. A level 4 leader is charismatic. It's all about him. Moshe Rabbeinu was always the ultimate level 5 leader. It was never about him. He didn't want the job in the first place. It was always about the Jewish people and their enduring success. It was this love for the Jewish people that permeates the entire Sefer. A people following only Hashem is a people of eternal hope. The knowledge that Hashem is all-powerful, our Father in heaven who loves us unconditionally and always wants what's best for us, is profound. Remaining hopeful is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Emunah b'Hashem. It is a mitzvah just like having a mezuzah on your doorpost, hafrashas challah, and hadlakas neros. Hashem gave us the Torah to guide our lives, a testament to his enduring love and wisdom. With Hashem, our all-powerful Father, always by our side, it is illogical to ever give up hope. This hopeful outlook on life endows the Jewish people with the resilience to survive through the ages and gives each individual Jew the courage and confidence to face each day. This unwavering faith and trust in Hashem's benevolence foster a sense of security and purpose. It reassures us that no matter the challenges or adversities we encounter, we are never alone. Hashem's guidance and protection are constant, infusing our lives with meaning and direction. Moreover, this deep-seated belief nurtures a spirit of optimism and perseverance. It teaches us to see beyond the immediate difficulties and to trust in a greater plan. This resilience is not just a collective strength, but also a personal fortitude that empowers each Jew to navigate life's complexities with courage and confidence. In essence, the awareness of Hashem's omnipotence and his unconditional love is the cornerstone of our faith. It is what has sustained our people throughout history and continues to inspire and uplift us every day. We can live with the concluding pasuk of this parsha as our mantra. Lo tira'um, ki Hashem elokechem hu anelcham lechem. No battle is too great. A Jew is never afraid and forever hopeful because we have Hashem by our side. Thank you for learning together.